Good morning, everybody. As we know, God is an amazing God, isn't he? Well, we've got a lot to be grateful for our God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. The end of January this year, I was diagnosed with an extensive tumour in my bladder. Karen's and my heart just sank. The first thing we did was tell our family. And then we contacted our church family, asking for prayer. And boy, did we feel those prayers. While we waited for the date of the surgery to come, your prayers were constant and gratefully received by both of us. I had the tumour removed under general anaesthetic and felt that God had been there with me, never leaving my side. After that, I had to go for an appointment where my fitness was assessed with an exercise bike. We were told that this was to assess if my body could cope with a major 8-hour operation. Obviously, this caused a lot of anxiety for Karen, and it was my wife and I, as we hadn't been told whether the tumour was cancerous or not. It was. Although what Karen and I were going through was incredibly stressful, we had amazing support from our family, our church family, our friends, our home group, and my work. We can't thank you all enough for everything you have done for us, for the prayers you said for us, and for the care you gave us. We have both felt the amazing comfort and peace that having God beside us has given us. I remember Andy saying that, be wise and be strong. And boy, those words certainly kept me going. One more operation was needed to see how far the cancer cells had gone into my muscle. If the cancer had gone too far into the muscle, I would have to have my bladder plus other organs removed. More prayers needed. At my next appointment, we were happy to hear the consultant say, you can keep your bladder, but I would need 6 weekly sessions of BCG treatments. This makes your bladder think it was TB, so kills all the TB cells and anything else like cancer cells that shouldn't be there. After 6 weeks of healing, we were called back to the hospital for the results. While waiting in the waiting room, I was relaxed, as God was there with us. When Karen and I were told I was cancer free, we waited until we were in the corridor before we were both cheered together with great excitement. I do need to have 3 more precautionary BCG treatments starting on the 7th of October. And after that, I will have checkups regularly over the next 3 years and then yearly for the next 10 years. I'd like to thank our Lord for being so close to me during this journey and for the skills and wisdom he gave to my surgeon and urology team. I'd like to thank all of you once again for your support and encouragement. And I'd like to finish how I started with our God is an amazing God.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Amen. Yes, I think it's worth a clap for Graham and for God. I'm just going to go with you, okay?
Yes, of course.
So, Lord, I thank you as a church we could anoint Graham with oil as they were going through this troubled time, that we as a church could pray with him and for him. And Lord, I thank you that you were there every step of the way. I thank you that you protected Karen and Graham. I thank you for the healing work that you have done in and through Graham. Yes. And Lord, I thank you for the doctors and nurses who have been part of that healing process. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to protect him, continue to heal him, continue to surround both Karen and Graham with your love and protection and presence. Because we ask it in Jesus' powerful and precious name. Amen.
Thank you. Mm.